From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Airstrikes against the rebel-held section of the divided Syrian city of Aleppo continued Saturday with at least 30 dead so far. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army has suffered military setbacks to Islamic State in northern Syria this week. The setbacks are likely to bring questions about the effectiveness of the FSA fighters. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The FSA initially made sweeping gains against Islamic State following the launch of a joint operation with Turkish forces last month. But this military setback will rekindle concerns about the FSA's fighting ability, says Turkish political columnist Semih Idiz of the Al Monitor website.
There are many doubts as to whether it can actually deliver in the end. As yet, we don't have proof that the Free Syrian Army is that effective a force.
Turkish Defense Minister Fikri Uçuk declared that the FSA will continue to lead military operations against Islamic State and that there are no plans to increase Turkey's military presence in Syria. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Authorities in Iraq say an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province has killed at least 12 people. Officials say at least 23 were wounded in the suicide car bombing this morning. There has been no claim of responsibility for the bombing, but Islamic State has claimed multiple similar attacks. This is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. state of Washington say four people were killed when a man went on a shooting rampage inside a shopping mall late Friday. A fifth victim is in critical condition. All of those killed in the Macy's store were females. Washington State Police say the shooting remains, the gunman that is, on the loose. He was last seen walking towards the highway near the Cascade Mall, about an hour north of the city of Seattle. The city of Charlotte, North Carolina, in the U.S., has lifted its overnight curfew following this week's fatal shooting of a black man by police. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Charlotte for a fourth night Friday to protest the shooting earlier this week. But unlike previous nights, there were no reports of major violence. Meantime, Charlotte's police chief said Friday the video police recording of the fatal shooting of the African-American man will eventually be released. The family of Keith Lamont Scott released cell phone video images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death Tuesday. But it's undetermined if the video will clarify what exactly happened before her husband was killed. President Obama spoke to a group of about 750 guests in the grand foyer of the White House Friday. They had gathered to celebrate the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Mr. Obama referenced what is happening in Charlotte and other cities such as Tulsa, Oklahoma, where some believe African Americans are being mistreated by police.
My hope is that as people are seeing what's happened in Tulsa or Charlotte on television, and perhaps are less familiar with not only the history of the African-American experience, but also how recent some of these challenges have been, upon visiting the museum, may step back and say, I understand.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opens in Washington today. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump are temporarily winding down their activities on the campaign trail in order to prepare for Monday's debate. Trump is scheduled to make one campaign appearance today in Virginia, while Clinton is not scheduled to appear at a campaign event until October the 5th. The hack of 500 million Yahoo user accounts is far and away the largest corporate breach ever reported, ahead of the 2013 MySpace hack that compromised more than 300 million user accounts. Yahoo blames the breach on a state-sponsored actor, though exactly which state has not been answered. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.